This is Radio Woking.
So it's just gone 11 o'clock and we have visitors in the studio.
Yeah, we do. The cookies are going to deplete very quickly because Rosie's here and so is Donna as well.
Morning.
Hi.
We've got.
Actually, Rosie, do you want to just lean into one of those and say good morning?
Good morning.
There we go.
Rosie will be picking some songs, so we'll get an update, find out what you're up to as well with your charity work.
Yeah, there's lots of good things, apparently.
There is.
Can't wait to hear all of them.
Yeah, and there's a story involving Barbie as well, which is
there is. Barbie, Rosie, and Shay. This is going to get interesting.
I mean, that sounds like one of those kids' TV shows, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway.
Thank yous and hellos. Rosie's got a few to say to a few friends. Here we go. It's like this.
There we go.
This is my life.
Are you ready, Rosie?
I just want to say hello and thank you to my friend Harry. Hello to my friend Harper, who is a psycho. And also hello to our friend Paul. So hiya, Paul.
There you go. And hello to everyone that knows. Super Fundraiser. This is the kind of a nickname we're giving you now.
Super Fundraiser, Rosie.
Doing amazing things over the last few years, raising money and awareness of men's mental health. And every time we come down, we ask you this same question, but why is mental health so important, Rosie?
I think that men's mental health is especially important because some men don't like to talk, but all mental health is important, but I feel men's is just a slight bit more important because they don't like to talk.
So true, and groups like Andy's Man Club, they're amazing, really, just giving men that chance to talk about how we're feeling. It's a really interesting experience going to the sort of sessions run by Andy's Man Club. So, I think...
Because Rosie's so amazing, when a certain someone won something at a fair, there was only one person who was going to give it to. I'm of course talking about Shay. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Rosie.
Morning.
Yeah, so
how are you?
Good.
So the story goes that Shay and I went to the Dragon Boat Race in Goldsworth Park a few weeks ago, and we decided to have a go on a raffle. We saw some amazing prizes on the stall. I mean, there were bottles of wine, there was bottles of fabric conditioner, there was all sorts of things, and we were eyeing up what prizes were going to win. I had my three tickets for £1, I won nothing. Shay, you had your three tickets, and...
Including your lucky number.
And you pulled out number 65, and the lady running
That's
the stall
right, yeah.
went off, found ticket 65, and... And what did you win? Come on, remind us.
I won a Barbie doll and I gave it to a lady you got in the studio.
Yes, and we've just given it to you, Rosie. So what would you like to say to Shay?
Just thank you for thinking about me.
Oh, well, I think a lot about you, my love.
Because she's amazing and a brilliant fundraiser.
You're amazing lady, Rosie.
Thank you.
There you go. Absolutely well said, Shay.
You're an amazing lady. I'd love to meet you one day.
I'm sure we can make that happen. Our people will talk to your people and we'll see what we can do. And then we'll ask Rosie if that's all right. She says, yes, it'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rosie is amazing. And I know you probably don't like all these. Well, how do you feel with the compliments when people like Shay are coming on saying, oh, you're amazing, Rosie, you're brilliant? How does that make you feel?
I like it, but I also just don't know.
Yeah, because I think that just shows really you're doing what you do for the right reasons. You're not doing it just to like for the recognition or anything like that. You're doing it because it's important and it matters to you.
You want to support people and help people, right? So you're doing it for those reasons rather than anything else, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk more. We're going to find out more because you've got some amazing fundraising events coming up. But Shay, first of all, we have to have a little quick catch-up because, Rosie, we always like to catch up with Shay. Yeah. We like to be a bit nosy. We like to know what Shay's been up to.
I know you do.
So,
what have you been up to, Shay?
Well, I've been out in the sun, making the most of the good weather, because you said it's going to be hot this weekend.
Well, no, let's get that right. Simon said it wasn't us.
If it's not, it's not our fault.
No, okay. I know. So I've been out in the sunshine, and so I've had my usual support. So I've been having that.
Have you been out in the sunshine, Rosie? Enjoying the sunshine?
Yeah.
Are you? Now,
Rosie, they were talking about ice cream early. Do you like ice cream?
Yeah.
Rosie has apparently got an ice cream story to share later. Yes. That's going to be fun.
Have you got an ice cream story, Shay?
Oh no, I haven't. No.
You haven't.
So, what's your favourite ice cream then, Rosie?
Probably vanilla.
Oh, do you like the thing on the top of it?
The flake.
You know, the flake?
No.
See, I'm not fussed with flakes either.
No,
but you're a big
flake.
You're a big flake fan, aren't you, Shay?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I am indeed. Hello, John.
But they just crumble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm a big Flake fan. So what are you up to today then, Rosie? Apart from seeing John.
Nothing really.
No? No?
Not much. Probably doing a bit of sunbathing, no? Enjoying some sunshine.
So, maybe watching a bit of touring car. So,
yep.
Yeah, she's watching telly.
So, Rosie, when's your birthday, love?
Next Friday.
Oh, we didn't know that. We have to remember that. Make a note of that.
So you're going to be 10?
Yeah.
Double digits, good lord.
Ah, there you are.
So what are you doing for your birthday, Rosie?
Probably annoying my friend Harper.
Okay.
Probably. You're really? On half term, aren't you, Zoe?
Yeah.
How do you think it... Sorry, Shay.
So, you're on half term. What are you doing for the rest of the week then, Rosie?
I'm getting my fundraisers sorted out.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that in a little while. But, Shay, we'll let you go. But enjoy the sunshine, and thanks for coming on. And, and thanks for the Barbie. Well, thanks for incidentally winning the Barbie and giving it to Rosie.
John and I, we join up on the Tuesday, so we talk. That's all we've been talking about, really.
Literally, the last few weeks, all we've been saying to Shay is, you know, playing Barbie girl and kind of, you know, he's now known as Barbie boy.
I played Aqua the other day as his theme tune.
Yeah. Are you going to come up with a name for the Barbie, or are you going to keep it as Barbie, or?
I don't know.
No, I'll just keep it as Barbie, really.
That works, doesn't it? Okay, Shay, thank you for coming on.
Right, good luck with the show, and I'll talk to you again next week, John and Matt.
Yeah.
We'll indeed.
We'll catch up soon, yes, but have a good week. Enjoy the sunshine. Thank you, Shay.
And you.
There we go. There's Shay in Leatherhead joining us. Really good to talk to Shay. We're going to talk to Rosie shortly. We're going to find out about what fundraising's going on, because you've got a list. There's loads going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
And you've got a birthday as well. See, we didn't know that. We'd have bought some cake or something. But we've got donuts.
We have got cookies and donuts.
Yeah, so we might offer that stick candle in it if that gets past health and safety. Anyway,
I'll probably burn the school down.
Yeah, don't do
probably
that.
Probably would.
Don't do that.
And we will let you pick some songs, Rosie. You could do what you normally do and go through the playlist.
Yay. Yeah.
So we'll get your first choice on in a bit.
I Knew You Were Trouble by Taylor Swift for my cousin.
Yeah, and your cousin has actually emailed in saying, "Morning, everyone. Cousin Emma, Auntie Care Bear here listening live. Auntie Care Bear said, can you please play Blue is the Colour?
No.
Okay, that's the end
Rosie
of that.
Rosie said no.
That's the end of that. Rosie said no. Why not?
Now, as a Chelsea fan, I wouldn't be against it, but Rosie said no.
I'm not playing any song related to Chelsea.
You're not a fan, then?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Rosie's spoken. Cousin Emma says, please play Taylor Swift and Trouble. We've done that.
To be fair, Rosie, it's been hard to be a Chelsea fan this year. We've been rubbish.
So, moving away from football and stuff like that.
Yeah, and on to much more important stuff, like all of Rosie's fundraising.
Yes, absolutely. Your fundraising is amazing. Raising money, raising awareness of men's health, and mental health in particular. So you'll have a Facebook page called Rosie Cares. So that is really amazing to sort of see the things you're doing. So what have you got coming up then? What can you tell us? Give us an update.
I've got two fundraisers coming up, but neither of them are out yet. So you'd have to keep an eye out on my page for when they do come out.
We can't get any spoilers.
So the first one...
I need to know what you can't talk about. Are you going to tell us?
The first one is a pizza competition.
Oh, we could be good at this job.
Is that eating pizza or...?
Well, you've got to draw a picture of anything pizza related. So it could be like the night sky with the pizza as a moon. It could be your favourite pizza, a dog eating a pizza. It just has to be something with pizza in it.
Ooh.
It is £1 per entry. All the money goes to Andy's Man Club. And then the closing date is the 11th of June. And then the prizes are free large pizza from Papa John's in Woking.
Ooh, that sounds nice. That does sound nice. Yes, very good. Okay, so...
I think I can have a go at drawing a pizza for that.
So if you want a piece of the action... You can go to
there's John's puns are available as well.
Rosie Cares on Facebook. What else have you got coming up?
I've got a Father's Day raffle, which is 50p a ticket. All money raised goes to Andy's Man Club. And then for the Father's Day raffle, the closing date is the 14th of June. For this raffle, we've got some also quite decent prizes. We've got Hobridge Golf vouchers, Pirate Golf, gardening vouchers, Amazon vouchers, Papa John's meal deals, but they're also from Woking, and lots more.
And you have a stall at the Offshore Fair, which is in July, I believe,
isn't it?
Yeah,
the beginning of
July. So what's happening on the stall? Have you worked that one out yet, or are you still kind of...
I think we're doing a tombola.
Nice. That's a great community event. And that's a good way, I suppose, of raising awareness and letting people know that you're out there and finding new people to come and join your Facebook page and join your journey as well.
And I hear you've got some help from John Andrews on that stall for that day, so yeah, good luck, Rosie.
I've offered to help. I'm happy to take orders. It's fine. You can boss me about for the afternoon. I don't mind.
Well, just as a warning, when fundraisers come, I'm the manager and you two are colleagues.
Okay. do we have like badges? You know, do you get a Rosie fundraising manager?
Yeah, I should have one. Yeah,
your T-shirt, the manager, the boss. What about your mum though? Isn't she the manager of it all?
She's the deputy one.
Deputy, okay. Well, we're way down the pecking order.
Just the hired help.
So, yeah, we're talking about ice cream as well, just on the show today, and the idea of do you like the flake in the ice cream or not?
No, not really.
They just kind of crumble, makes a mess everywhere. Yeah. So you said you had an ice cream story, Rosie.
Yep.
Would you like to share your ice cream story?
Or should we do that after another song?
Yeah.
We'll keep us waiting. Well, I know that Donna, your mum likes to dip apple pies in McFlurries, apparently.
Yeah. A nice hot apple pie, break it in half and put it in your McFlurry. And if it's a caramel McFlurry, that's even better.
And it gives you an excuse to go to McDonald's.
Exactly.
Do
you ever need one of those?
But if anyone from Slimming World's listening, I definitely don't have those anymore.
Well, an apple pie is kind of an apple. It's a fruit.
It's a speed food.
And if you get chocolate ice cream, that's like comes from a chocolate bean. That's kind of helpful.
That's what we'll run with.
Yeah, I think so. So, we're going to play Anne-Marie 2002, Rosie. Why do you like that?
I don't know, I just do.
Okay, that's a good excuse. That's a good reason for liking it. It's a good song.
I'm still trying to think of songs, but I can't.
Yeah. And of course, you won't even remember 2002, will you? You weren't around in 2002.
No.
That makes us feel very old, doesn't it?
It was a very good year, Rosie.
It was. I can't think of what I was up to in 2002, but I'm sure it was a very good year. Anyway, let's play the song.
Anne-Marie 2002. Good choice, Rosie.
Good choice. And a good year as well.
It was.
Not what Rosie would know, because she wasn't born.
So,
yet, anyway.
We now have a ice cream story from Rosie. This is good.
Come on, Rosie, tell us your ice cream story.
Oh, great. I can't promise I won't be able to say this without laughing. But we were at Brown's Hatch, and this was in 2021. And it was when I first started going to the local like tracks to watch touring car. And it was the first time we would be meeting Ollie Jackson in person. And me and my mum's friend Mike, who is sometimes a grown-up, we were both eating ice cream, and then I'd finished mine, and then he was still eating his, but then he saw Ollie Jackson, and he wanted to say hi, so he tried to eat the ice cream quickly.
Oh, dear.
So he could say hi to...
This is not going to end well.
So he could say hi to Ollie Jackson, and then my mum turns around, and he's sat there choking on an ice cream.
Oh, no.
In the middle of Brown's Hatch, because he tried to eat it quickly, so that he was able to say hi to Ollie Jackson. And then he turned around and he's got ice cream all in his beard, and I'm just pretending I don't know him, so we just left him in the middle of Brown's
Hatch. You didn't go help him or anything like that?
No, I was too busy with Ollie Jackson.
Okay, fair enough.
He has no priorities.
This is the thing, when you're at these events, and, you know, opportunities arise, like if we're at an event and we're about to go and approach a well-known celebrity to interview them and someone's giving you some food or whatever, you want to try and get rid of it as quickly as possible. You're like, I need to get rid of this food.
Yeah.
So you can't really, you know, it's a bit of a tricky situation, so you end up trying to eat it really quickly. Then you end up choking on ice cream.
Yeah, we just abandoned him and we're like, we don't know who you are.
Is your friend Mike all right now?
Yeah.
Just, no.
Well, no, but
still out there choking on ice cream.
Probably, you know, to be fair.
Mentally, maybe not so much after that.
Because he's a big Touring Car fan as well.
Yep, not as much as me.
To Ollie Jackson.
Well, oh dear. There you go. Thanks for sharing that, Rosie. We're going to be talking to Elaine McGinty shortly.
On a Sunday because they're doing major engineering works.
So that's the latest travel. Rosie, how do we get in touch if we want to give our travel updates?
You can call on 01483 485 265.
Thanks so much, Rosie. More travel in our breakfast show tomorrow. It's 11:36 now.
Radio Woking Travel, bringing you the most local and up-to-date travel.
I had a message from Mike after Rosie told the story, and rather brilliantly, what did Mike do, Rosie?
Listening to the story, he choked again.
On water?
Yeah.
Wow, you have that effect on people, Rosie, don't you?
Either that or Mike might need to have a quick lesson on how to swallow things properly. Rosie's just setting John a challenge to find the last song of the show with 10 seconds notice. It'll be fine.
I've got it. It's fine. We're all right. There
good.
We go.
So, do you want to recap on everything you're doing or anything else you want to say before you go, Rosie? This is your final chance.
I just want to say thank you to people who have like sent emails in. So thank you to my cousin. Thank you to Mike for letting us share that embarrassing story. I mean, well, he didn't let us. He didn't really have a choice.
And
thank you to my friend Harry and Harper, and then our best friend Paul. So bye, Paul.
And of course, thank you to Shay for Barbie.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
Shay.
And you looking forward to playing with your new Barbie?
Yeah.
There you go.
After she's watched the touring car.
Yeah, that comes first. Barbie just shoved in the corner. That's the touring car's one. Yeah. Brilliant, and happy birthday, Rosie,
for next week.
Double digits, mini adult, but we see you as a mini adult anyway. You're so mature for your age.
Okay, what are we ending the show with, Rosie?
Let's Go by Neo, the song that they play at touring car.
Oh, I was going to say, why are we playing that? But I kind of, just, yeah, you've explained that. So we'll play that. Thank you, Rosie. Lovely to see you.